Daniel 5:25. And this is the inscription that God had written on the wall. Mean, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation. Daniel here is, he reads the words to him, and now Daniel is telling Belshazzar, this is the interpretation. This is what these words mean. The mean means God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. This tekel means you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. So you have been weighed and you've come up short. You are less than what you should be. And then this verse 28, this last word, I don't know why it got translated Perez here. And the commentators talked about this, but they didn't make enough sense for me to understand. I guess maybe some kind of translation issue, I don't know. But anyway, it got translated in English this last time. Instead of this upharsin, it got translated as Perez. And that means your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Now, there's thoughts about this word divided. Kaufman said it should have been translated dissolved, because the kingdom wasn't divided. It was ended, and now what was there is given to the Medo-Persians. And there's also talk of different thoughts and a controversy over, many people have thought and misunderstood this, that now the Babylonian Empire is going to be cut in two, divided in two, and half of it's given to the Medes and half to the Persians. The Medo-Persians were one kingdom, and the Babylonian Empire was not divided. It was ended of the Babylonian Empire, and now whatever that was given to the Medo-Persians in its complete state that it was. So there's not one kingdom that's the Medes and the one kingdom that was the Persians. All the commentators talked about this. So there's a lot of skeptics and all that that talked about that and misunderstanding in that. But it should have been, it's dissolved and given to the Medo-Persians is what this means. And God is doing all of this, ending your kingdom, and the Medo-Persians are going to have it now. Then Daniel is finished. So that's what it meant, that King Belshazzar was weighed and measured and he came up short because of his arrogance. And now tonight your kingdom's going to be taken away from you. And 29, then Belshazzar gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be third ruler in the kingdom. So this is where earlier in verse 17, Daniel said, I don't want this gift and this honor. But the king gave it to him anyway. And Kaufman said that Daniel just did not make a scene, and he accepted just to go through whatever he wants to do just for the very short time, the hour or whatever that's left. And then verse 30, that very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain. So Belshazzar's life ended that night. And then Darius the Mede, and is the king over the Medo-Persians, received the kingdom being about 62 years old. So this King Darius is 62 years old. And it is thought that Daniel was about 80 years old here in this chapter 5. And so then he's a little older than that, in his 80s, in what, Lord willing, we will get to next week, which is the very famous chapter of Daniel in the lion's den. That if people only know one thing about Daniel, that's for sure all the children, they know about this chapter 6. So, Lord willing, we will pick up there next week.